This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 22, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The XPRIZE Foundation and Google announced Thursday the first 10 teams to register for the Google Lunar XPRIZE. The robotic race to the moon involves $30 million in total prizes. The international group of teams will compete to land a privately funded robotic craft on the moon, roam the surface for at least 500 meters, and send video, images, and data back to the Earth. You can read details on the 10 teams officially entered so far in the print version of this story on our website at aero-news.net. The Federal Aviation Administration has marked a major milestone in the move toward a satellite-based air traffic control system with the implementation of the 1,000th instrument approach based on the enhanced GPS wide area augmentation system. Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association President Phil Boyer notes AOPA has been a GPS approach fan since 1990. Since WAAS was turned on 3.5 years ago, AOPA has been pressing the FAA to implement as many satellite-based approaches as possible every year. AOPA says the FAA has been diligent, implementing more than 300 each year. AOPA notes that tens of thousands of general aviation owners have already equipped to take advantage of WAAS. There's still news coming out of this week's Singapore Air Show. Thomson Financial reports Canada's Bombardier may soon announce the formal launch of the long-anticipated C-Series. That's a 110-passenger commercial airliner. The C-Series is intended to compete with narrow-body airliners produced by Airbus and Boeing. Thomson's source says the board of directors at Bombardier is expected to make its authorization to offer decision at a meeting to be held today. Bombardier has said it needs between 50 and 100 firm orders to justify launching the program. If a decision is made soon, the first C-Series jets would enter service in 2013. There's no official confirmation so far from Bombardier. Possible launch customers are thought to include Northwest, which needs to replace its aging DC-9s. International Lease and Finance Corporation CEO Stephen Udvar-Hazy said this week his company is studying the jet carefully. Having Stephen Udvar-Hazy studying your airplane carefully could be good news or bad news. ILFC is the biggest customer so far for the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, with 74 of the planes on order, and says it will seek significant concessions from Boeing now that the 787 will be delivered late. In comments reported in the Seattle Times, Udvar-Hazy criticized the 787-3, smallest of the variants, as being too heavy to appeal to any carriers outside Japan. He says weight issues throughout the 787 line are a reason that development of the largest variant, the -10, is on hold. The 787-3 was designed with a smaller wingspan than the rest of the line, specifically to fit into tight Japanese airports. It succeeded in attracting All Nippon Airways as the Dreamliner's launch customer. Boeing spokeswoman Lori Gunter downplayed Hazy's comments. She said Boeing remains committed to building the 787-3. And if Hazy is using his criticism to soften Boeing up for concession demands, Lori has a reminder for him and the industry. Quote, "The production line is sold out basically through 2016, unquote. Given that situation, she added regarding Hazy's -10 comment, quote, "Moving forward with any great speed on a future derivative just doesn't make sense, unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The Pentagon says that missile hit that satellite right in its hydrazine tank. NASA says Discovery is now set for a May 25th launch. And American Airlines scales back its projections for 2008. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Pat Schaub, a veteran flight instructor who is on the road presenting safety seminars for AOPA's Air Safety Foundation. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, and Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.